Blog Talk Radio.
On Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and I have Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, thank you for pulling me in because I was grooving with the old school and forgot to even push. I needed some good music to uplift me somewhat, so we'll get into that later. But again, how are you doing?
Yes. And how's the family? Thank you, and yourself? We're okay. We're making it.
Good.
We're making it.
So, I'm good. Just trying to keep my spirits up from, you know, what I gave you the information earlier today. So we'll talk about it during the current events once we get to it. So, but before we even go on, again, I want to thank the family and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us as we share with you. Always a pleasure, family. So, with that being said, where do you want to kick off with current events?
Well, I'm sure everyone is aware that yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd, and it was celebrated around the world. I don't want to say celebrated, but, you know, it was people around the world that were commencing his life, which was a, you know, was a beautiful thing. And the family met with Joe Biden, and so still waiting. I don't know if it was passed yesterday or not. I don't think so. Still waiting for the George Floyd bill to be passed. So I have to see how that goes. And
right.
I said we got to see how it goes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're waiting for, you know, they're waiting for, it passed in the House. That I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I believe Monday, is supposed to be the 100th anniversary of the bombing of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I said, it's something. Look, yesterday they celebrated the one-year anniversary of the death of George Floyd. And next week, the 100-year anniversary of Black Wall Street being bombed from the sky. And, you know, and I was trying to think in my mind, what has really changed? I mean, they're both on the one, but what has really changed in 100 years?
What have we've always talked about, and I always try to reiterate, we're going to keep saying the same thing, play over and over and over again. It's just different characters, you know, but it's the same come out, the same fallout. We want to go back to Emmett Till all the way to now. But again, it's always been, and until we make a real stand, you know, and it doesn't matter how you make your stand, as long as you make that stand with a conviction, you know. So like I said, I can't determine how anybody is going to make their thinking what they call protests. See, because we're not seeing the marching protests that, again, what has it changed? All of the marching that has been done, what has it changed? That's too much energy that has been recycled that we see, especially today. It doesn't work. I mentioned over 2 years ago that the only thing we have to do is get one of these young individuals to start a protest and movement on the internet.
Yes.
Technology is the way. It's not my way, but it is the way right now. So use it. Instead of marching, get these individuals behind you and shut down each damn social media site by bombarding it with all of these people. Instead of marching, you marching with your fingers, going on a site, when it's too much traffic, it shuts down. If you do that,
that
to every site and it's united, a united front for this movement, do it.
Yes.
You know, again, I'm doing what I do with numbers, but I throw things out there that, again, It's in the ether already, but now I put it into words that people should vibe with or could vibe with if they wanted to. But again, it lets me know somewhere down the line, with all this brilliant power of the youth that we have, that this has not been picked up and done.
Remember that stock they did it with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know,
they did it then.
They shut Google down. They shut Facebook down with so much traffic. So they let you know the people have the power to do it if we just get organized.
Yes.
You know, you ain't got to get out there and holler and scream and then be considered a vigilante, a rebel rouser, rioter. What is this? I can't even think of the word, where people vandalizing and stealing and you know, using that as a front. See, why put that energy in play when you know, let those people who are going to do wrong get out there and do it.
Yes.
But the real power with the mind and using the mind, and let's use it plain, using the brain, the five, to offset the what? Computer, five.
Yep.
Use the power of the mind, of the brain, to change the condition. We got it. Shit, this is, like I said, it's the youth. It's the what they call the digital age. I'm not of the digital age. But being an elder now, I'm able to pass this on, not only with the words, but the numbers, so that they can see more than just the word that's right in front of them. They can start seeing what's hidden behind that word in plain sight. So with that, big ups to George Floyd, but, you know, Sandra Blair and Michael Brown I mean, it's so many, you know, that, I mean, I had, what was that? I think it was 3 years ago, Derek and I did a show, and I read off a list for that year, and it was over 100 individuals that had been killed that were only put in the media.
Yeah.
How many more that have
that
not?
Happened.
Right.
Yeah.
That we don't know about.
Yeah.
So, again,
and you know, speaking of Brother Derek, of Brother Derek, what's this? And he has his hand up. So, how about if I bring Brother Derek in?
Because I was going to mention something that he had referred to. So, bring him in, and I can question that now.
Okay, Brother Derek, but let me tell y'all this first. I got a call from Brother Ray, so he told me to tell y'all.
Uh-oh, what happened? Sister
Did she
Antoinette,
drop?
She must have. Okay, you can hear me. So we still on. She must have dropped. So, yeah. But anyway, how you doing, Brother D?
I'm doing okay, man. I got your messages.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, I didn't. Like I said, I was waiting for you. Like I said, when the time is right for you to speak on or whatever. So that's why I didn't reply. But yes, that wasn't good. It wasn't good at all.
So since we there now, until Sister Antoinette gets back, we'll talk about my current event personally. So
right,
family.
I have one dealing with the show topic, but definitely do yours first.
No, well, basically, one, I wanted you to give that number of how many people were.
Oh, the 55 and 11. Yes, 55. It was last weekend. Actually, I got it off of WGN News. 55 people shot, 11 killed.
Okay.
And when I saw that, I said, I had to send this to you.
Right.
Was that
okay, you back with it, Sister Antoinette?
Yeah, my phone got, which is unusual.
Okay, no problem.
Was that the party that happened in New Jersey, Brother Derek?
No, that was here in Chicago.
Oh, okay, because they had one in Jersey that happened, too. A student at a party.
Okay, no, we were talking about my personal connection with the family member that I sent you about. And
dealing
with Chicago and how many people have been shot this weekend, which was 55 shot and 11 killed. And if we look at that real quick, 55 is a 10, 1, and 11 is a 2. 1 plus 2 is that 3 that we'll be on tonight. So,
mm-hmm.
again, it's no coincidence that you brought up Channel 9 News, because, again, we have to be very careful, family, on what we get not only from the news but from these particular sources that report
right.
the news or the information.
Right.
Now, what got me, since I'm not going to get into the particulars, but since I'm close to the family, I've been notified, mm-hmm. you know, of the individuals that had to go and identify the body. So thing being, from what I get personally, is that her neck was broke and she had been beaten.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So that's what the family gave me from the eye view that they saw. Now, from Channel 9 News, you mentioned it today, right before we came on, Channel 9 mentioned that she was shot, found shot 3 times. I'm like, wow. Then I'm like, okay, I text the family member to let them know this is what the news had said, and then got back that, no, that they found out that with her being beaten so severely and she was so swollen and had been there, that
mm-hmm.
she had been shot in the neck. But where the 3 times came from, you know, again, that's the news telling you one thing and not telling you the whole story. But at the end of the day, yeah, the bastard that she was dealing with, I don't know, but I'm sorry. All indications point to this bastard, you know.
Right.
Found out at the end of the day he had been abusive, you know, for several years, that a certain family member had been trying to get her out of the relationship, and found in his car, and she had been missing since Saturday. So since Saturday, he has not reported the car missing, so you know what's up. See?
Yeah.
So, again, he's on the run. That's who they're looking for. You know, again, all clues and everything point straight to him, you know. So we'll see, or I'll see, you know, what basically transpires from this. But I wanted to also mention this. With the number that you gave, and I also looked it up to being 55 shot and 11 killed, well, I wonder if they're going to update it, because as of the day, it's still the same thing. And how many more individuals have been found dead over the weekend that is not included in this count? Because with this story, her being found Tuesday and she being killed over the weekend, then she should be included in that 55, which should make it 56.
Right.
And
right.
coming up to 12 instead of 11.
Right.
See? But will we ever see that? So, again, do we ever get the accurate count of any of this shit? So I just wanted to bring that to the family. But go ahead, Brother D.
Wow, yeah. That was pretty disturbing to see that. And then, well, before I get to this next article, that not only we've been talking about for the longest, Brother Eddie, how, like, the violence has been increasing over the past year or so, and now it's happening in all just about most of the major cities, especially the Democratic strongholds. And the mainstream media is not really giving no reasons for it. They're just saying, oh, you know, the crime is going off. Well, okay, why? And like I said, a lot of us have been, like I said, picking that story apart in terms of what is connection with this violence going, you know, escalating and the result of the lockdowns and everything, and then the people, like I said, losing their jobs, whatever, you know. And like I said, what effect, especially with these young people doing all this shooting, how is that tied in with this social media bullshit, the internet, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram, you know, AI basically is what I'm trying to say. So is that, you know, how does that play into what's going on with these crimes, especially with these carjackings, you know? We got to take all those pieces of the puzzle and put that together. But now, the next piece I want to talk about, the current event, but it ties in with the theme of the show tonight. And this is an article I actually that came out 2 days ago. This is from the Activist Post, and it's entitled, OSHA Now Says Employers Can't Be Held Liable If They Mandate COVID Vaccine and Employees Experience Adverse Reactions. Once again, the title of the article is OSHA Now Says Employers Cannot Be Held Liable If They Mandate COVID Vaccines and Employees Experience Adverse Reactions. So basically, OSHA has backtracked and is saying now that they won't hold employers requiring the COVID shot liable for workers' vaccine injuries. It's hard to overstate how shocking this change is, tweeted former New York Times journalist Alex Bernstein. He says, if your boss tells you to take a vaccine or get fired and you wind up in the hospital afterwards, no one has to know. And it says that LifeSite News have produced an extensive COVID-19 vaccine resource page. Washington, D.C., May 24, 2021, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, better known as OSHA, has suddenly backpedaled on its policy that employers could potentially be held liable for employees' adverse reactions to coronavirus vaccines should they attempt to require workers to receive such injections. The original policy put employers on notice that they should attempt to require employees to receive experimental. I don't know what the numbers is behind this word experimental, but we've been seeing it ever since these vaccines and stuff has been coming out. Receiving experimental coronavirus vaccines, any resulting adverse reaction could be considered work-related, in quotes, for which the employer may be held liable. OSHA releases guidance only on April the 20th, with its reversal coming just in the last several days. OSHA's previous frequently asked questions, in quote, section about the coronavirus included a question about whether an employer that mandates employees receive a coronavirus vaccine is required to record any adverse events as a result of these injections. Such recording requirements of serious work-related injuries and illnesses may not only leave an employer vulnerable to workers' compensation claims, but such incidents could also impact the employer's safety record. If you require your employees to be vaccinated as a condition of employment, i.e. for work-related reasons, then any adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine is work-related. The adverse reaction is recordable if a new case under 29 CFR 1904-6 and meets one or more of the general criteria in 29 CFR 1904-7. So, yeah, family, this is not good.
No, it's
so
not.
Only to the point where if we're going to have a domino effect in terms of now these jobs forcing people or mandating people to take the vaccine. So I don't know if I sent you the article, Antoinette, but the state of Oregon
I said I didn't see that one.
Yeah, the state of Oregon has passed a bill now. They're saying that jobs can ask for proof of vaccination now, and they're required to put in any types of systems to check to see if people have been vaccinated, in order for people not to go into different entities, different places now without the mask or stuff on. So, So with the HIPAA laws and everything, is like now how does that play in that whole paradigm, that whole scope, whatever. So Yeah, so Eddie, yeah, that, that, that's all I had, brother Eddie.
Yeah,
I know,
but
they
Derek,
have a lot of. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, again, Brother D, when we had our show, we've been talking about this for so long that this was coming down the road, that they were going to, again, introduce it so that we would get used to it. Once that, they were going to now start vaccinating people, which they are. And we said it's going to be mandatory. It's going to be mandatory. And again, if it's not pushed to the level of mandatory, guess what? Same thing we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Will the shot be your salvation or your sacrifice? And this is what, this is what's happening right now. See, we have exchanged our true salvation thinking this shot, which is the public three being a sacrifice, which is three, that we have basically gave them to, you know. And I'm like, I'm so engulfed into going into it right now. But I don't want to get deep because Sister Antoinette might have another current event. But at the end of the day, all of this is what we've been talking about. It's all being set up down the road that all of this is going to be mandatory. I don't care how we look at it. And it's only mandatory for those who live, work in the public. For those of us, we've seen this movie, even in movies, too many times. Those of us who don't go underground or have some type of fortress where we are excluded from those who have been taking or have taken this, the walking zombies are going to be upon us. The 5G to all of this that we've been talking about, that we really haven't seen being put to the test, is when they push the damn button.
Yeah.
We still don't see it because the numbers will connect us to what, even when they're going to push the button. And for those who have been vaccinated, that shot will be activated to what we talking about now, being crazy ain't shit. Excuse my French.
Yeah,
family.
That is true.
But we ain't saying nothing. We are just at the prelude.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when we're really thinking about it, we're actually seeing everything we're talking and we have been talking about start to play out in real time right here, right now. If we pay attention, everything we've been talking about, you'll see the news talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's too late for them. We've put it out. We've been saying they listening to us, for sure. But again,
and
the key is we're not preparing ourselves with the information that we're giving one another. We've been conditioned to just be pundits looking at the news and giving comments with no action. No preparation. Go ahead, Brother
D. I was going to say quickly, like you, I got a tingle when you said the number three because I didn't read the bottom part of the article has a three in it, and it was saying in related news, Ohio legislators have introduced three bills that protect citizens from mandated vaccinations, discrimination, and privacy violations via passports, but at the same time, Ohio is one of four states have introduced lotteries for people to get vaccinated. So basically, like if you get vaccinated, they'll put you in a lottery where they're basically going to give you some free money. And
that's
the way
how it is also here in Delaware.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw something else in one of the articles I was reading today that now the states can actually legally basically pay people to take these shots.
Yep. Well, y'all are going to love Delaware's incentive.
You know, well, it was like what you were just saying, Brother Eddie. It's like, look, all the information, like I said, not just our show, Dry Bones, Basement Boogie, Truth to Power, you know, Floor Wisdom. We putting out all this information, and I'm not saying that people are not catching on to it, but it's like one of the things a lot of people are not really focused on, you know, really saving the lives and saving the children's life. They're more about their freedom. It's like I'm hearing people all the time talking about, well, I'm so tired. I've been locked up in the goddamn house for a whole year. I want to get out. I want to get out. I want to get out. Get out to do what? Half the businesses are already closed. And depending on what state you're in, because like in Illinois, for example, everything is not opened up yet. And as far as the city of Chicago itself within the entity, the mayor supposedly is not going to let everything open back up to July 4th. And the governor, I think, is what, June 4th, June 11th, or something like that. He's going to open up the rest of the state. So it's like one of those things, like, you want your freedom. Freedom to what? You know, especially now, if they're talking about, like I said, now coming up these vaccine passports and everything to check to see if you got that shot. So what type of freedom are you really talking about? You know, especially when it's not dealing with stuff, if this thing's exterior. If it's not talking within, there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
So,
well,
right there, right quick.
Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, you just like I struck a nerve with you with three, what that's what it's all about tonight, dealing with three. But even again, what states are opening up, you know, and people
I think Delaware
want to get out
Friday.
They've been locked up. My point being...
Yeah.
I don't give a hoot nanny about state of what we're thinking of as far as Illinois, Delaware, Las Vegas, Arizona. That's they state. Our state, as we did a show, was called What's Your State? What state do you live in? Your state is your state of thinking, your state of mind.
Yes.
State of mind, yes.
That's why in the hell we thought we was locked up. Because you're in a state of mind that they put you in. Instead of getting into yourself, your spiritual essence, while you had this time that they gave you, that you utilized to get spiritually connected. We too busy talking about what they did and how they did, not knowing that at the end of the day, this is a spiritual awakening that we're going through, this paradigm shift. That we still not getting it because the conception of the program of our conditional thinking is what they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home, shelter in place. So that thought permeates in the mind their way instead of taking control. By me, it's the number that all again is no more than 11. Shelter in place, 11. Stay at home, 11.
Mm-hmm.
11 is the universe, damn it. I'm always in the universe. Wherever I go, be it inside my dwelling called my house or outside in nature, I'm still in the universe. So what in the hell are you telling me something that you can't stop? State of mind.
Right.
Mind is two. Universe is two. Stay at home is two. Shelter in place is two. Shit. Understanding martial law is two. Whose mindset, soon as we hear, mindset is two. When I hear martial law, I'm thinking of military law, and I don't go inside my own damn mind. See?
Yeah.
That's taking control. However you want to do it, I use it with the numbers of what these bastards are saying. And use it as a whole to connect me to everything that the universe has given us, every damn thing. Why in the hell are we limiting ourselves to their way of thinking, even by their words, their definition, their description? Your square is your reality. Same damn number, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's your square, your reality. You form your reality. If we keep pushing their reality, we never form our own.
Robert Robert X and Beverly Wood been saying the whole past month, stay on your square. Stay on
That's
your square.
That's it. That's your nine. That's the number it comes to. And it's no coincidence that this date is 5/26/2021.
It's a nine. I just added it up.
Come on, baby. It's no coincidence.
Yeah.
See, I was going to use the letters of SSS, and those letters come to the number 666.
Mm.
And play with the SSS, looking at Satan, snake, and serpent. But that brings us back to the one, like we said. But the SSX actually stands for shot, sacrifice, and salvation.
Oh, wow.
It's all the three. But that's understanding that three is no more than the devil. Devil is three. That's not our salvation, because when we make a deal is three. With the devil to take the shot. See, he got you.
Yeah.
See, because we only seeing it one darn way. See, because even the three is where we are right now in age, not time. The astrological age of Aquarius is the third horseman, the black horseman. Three, the third. And why do they tell us that the third horseman is here during the time of famine? And we know that none of us are starving physically.
Right.
But we are
starving
spiritually. That's the famine. It's a spiritual starvation. And what is required right now is the starvation for the inspiration coming from us that gives the motivation towards the salvation. It's not the shot. It's the spiritual essence of inspiration and inspiring thought. Like you said, oh, man, I just got a thought when you said that's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. However, we're giving to do what we do the way we do it. But that's at the end of the day, is how we find a way out of this shit. We know we in it. We trying to get out. My way is just to show the numbers that once we recognize these numbers, again, anything that you've been put in, you can get out by using the same number that you found that puts you whatever you're in. That word gives you a number. Find another corresponding word that has the same number. That's your way out. That's why, again, in comes the six, out comes the six. At the break, we're going to take a little something and see if we pass or fail. Because, again, we've been put in a program.
Yeah.
How do you get out the program? Program is six. Use and find the word with the same number, different word. Well, guess what? Deprogram is six.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually deprogramming ourselves right now from the program, from all the shit, all the miseducation that we've been given. We are deprogramming one another by filling in the gaps, by connecting the dots. That's it.
Yeah.
What I have in your program that you was giving that didn't make sense, once I give you what I got, that little part inspired, like, damn, that's what was missing. This is what they didn't. They left this shit. Okay, I see it. That's all we're here to do.
Yeah.
It's to fill in those gaps and connect those dots that they purposely left out. And again, my only part is the number behind the word.
Yeah.
Okay, I talked too much. Brother D,
it wasn't you. I heard the thunder. We're in a severe thunderstorm watch, or a warning or whatever, warning. I heard the thunder, and I was like, oh, shoot. Well, let me tell y'all the incentives for Delaware. And Delaware just really did it up, y'all. Now, Brother Eddie, I know this is going to intrigue you, okay? Now, one is a campaign where people that are vaccinated with COVID-19 in Delaware will be entered to win a $302,000 cash prize. So you got the five on that, right, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, I had myself Brother on Eddie? You. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay. You got the five on that. Two people will win low number Delaware license plates. Okay, now the teenagers, you know, from 12 to 17, they will be entered into a drawing, a weekly drawing for $5,000. And everyone who gets vaccinated will get a $10 gift certificate. They'll also get tickets to Firefly, which is a big concert that they have every year. 4-day vacations at Delaware destinations. A dark pass, you know, which is for the bus, and free tolls within the state of Delaware. So I said, you know, and also, did I also mention that they'll also be entered into a raffle for a full scholarship at Delaware University. Now, I mean, anyway, time they're giving away a full scholarship, not a year, but all 4 years. I said, they're really pushing this.
But it's interesting you said that, because a lot of the colleges and universities now, with the incoming freshman class, they're not going to be admitted on campus until they take the shot anyway.
See? Yeah, I haven't heard that in Delaware yet, but I just found it.
Northwestern
like
is doing. Northwestern and DePaul start doing it up here.
Oh. But look, but for them to have a full scholarship?
Okay, are you ready for me to give my feedback on that one?
Yes, let me tell you, Eric, experimental comes up to 7.
Oh, I forgot. Thank you, Antoinette. Yes, that is 43. That's a 7. So, yeah. Experimental is only what we're into in this age, being the age of Aquarius. It's experimental, fam.
Yes.
So, again, but let's look at, before we even get into it, the numbers of what we're saying. Common sense, family. When has the government ever tried to entice people with any type of vaccine by money, by free gifts, gift cards, this, that, and the other? That should raise that flag, red flag, antenna, whatever should be raised. The hair on the back of your neck should stand up. When you see something out of the ordinary, and this is definitely out of the ordinary, common sense. And if you don't have that history, go back in history and look and see if in this history of America, have they ever did what they're doing now. So that should give you very big indication. But getting to the numbers, they're giving away money. Money comes to 11, which is a 2. They're telling you it's free. Free is 21, which is a 3. Ain't we talking about the year of 2021? 2-3, which is the 5. And that you mentioned the 5, so there's 5 right there. But understanding, you always say, what's free ain't free. It comes with price. Again, understanding 21-3 that's free comes to 21, the devil. It comes to 12, the deal that you're making without you knowing the deal and who you're making it with by accepting this shot. And by the way, shot is 21 from the devil that you're receiving now. And again, why common sense would anybody, after doing any research or even hearing that after taking this, nobody is liable for whatever occurs to you after this, and you still take it?
Yeah. So the only thing that we seen was that, remember, they will give you anyone that dies of COVID get life insurance. No, funeral insurance.
Again,
I'm sorry, that they will get help with the funeral.
We've heard how these billionaires have become trillionaires. How did they do this?
Yes.
Again, seven being organ. What are they doing with these organs of all these millions of people who have died, quote unquote, from this so-called coronavirus? And
yes.
For melanated
yes,
people, beside our organs, what in the hell are they doing with our pineal gland that holds our melanin?
Yes, but you know what, I have to ask, and forgive me for cutting the question, but now, if this shot is affecting, it has to affect the organs also. So is that another way of somebody going to get a double, triple dose that has an organ transplant? I mean, and we know that most of the organs, not for everyday people, it has to be for the elite. Then even if they call themselves not taking the shot, are they not also poisoning themselves as well?
Again, that's a good question to ponder. You know, if they want these particular organs, you know, do they know something about what this mRNA, and RNA mm-hmm. comes to seven, and messenger is
yeah.
the M, what it's doing to
mm-hmm.
the organs of the body? Because, again, they still want it. So, again,
yeah.
this is something dealing, as we say, transhumanism. And here's a thought, kind of off the subject, family, but I got to thinking, having a conversation with an individual. They brought up an old film that some of us might have seen dealing with alien war with an alien with this individual named Phil Schaffner. If I'm not, I might be mispronouncing his last name, Schaffner, whatever, and how he had this battle with the military underground with these reptilian-looking aliens. And it
mm-hmm.
made me think, just a bizarre thought, that, damn, all of our ancestors and family members, even updated, that are buried 6 feet, there's the 6 feet down, six being that ultimate number, that DNA is six. Have these aliens been able to extract the DNA from these corpses that's been underground? If there are, and like I said, for me, it's a possibility of anything
yeah.
to be underground. Have they been extracting the DNA from dead humans in order to, again, assimilate or to look like us? They live. Let's put on our sunglasses, not only to feel good, feel cool, but so we can see who's who and what's what. Yeah. But that's that on that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still with us, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was listening.
Yeah, so I was basically through with that. So letting you know if you had any other current event or anything else you wanted to mention, or if Brother Derek wanted to share something that he has that might have struck a nerve that came to mind.
No, I was just backing up what you were saying about with the organs and stuff. Now, I did read a couple of articles a couple of weeks ago that a lot of these blood plasma places are not taking blood for people who took the shot. So that tells you something wrong right there.
Wow. Okay, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah, but they want the organs. How can they separate the blood from the organs?
So,
yeah, like I said, just letting you know, that makes you go,
Yeah. Because I'm starting to see now, like I said, in alternative media, that a lot of places are not, you know, they're real hesitant now about dealing with people in general who actually had that shot. Because, like I said, we've been talking about stuff on other shows that it's a possibility that COVID shot is actually making people that took it actually shed on other people, making them get sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
I
said.
That's what I said. Now I feel as though I need the mask to protect me from the people that are vaccinated.
And there is the dilemma again of the Willie Lynch syndrome, because again, even through our conversations, the manifestation of what's happening with what we're talking about, dealing with the separation of, you know, you got shots, you think, you know, you don't want to be around me because I did. No. I don't want to be around you. But again,
yeah,
it's that father separation that this shot is basically letting us know what's on the horizon, what's coming down the road. Because again,
yeah,
we see it being played out in real time in whatever city you live in. You're seeing the news with all type of bus drivers attacking students attacking students, you know, patriots attacking each other, citizens attacking citizens, road rage, at your
fighting on airplanes, fighting in the airports.
Yeah. Oh man, everything.
See? And, yeah, people are going crazy. So is there something in that COVID shot that's making people go crazy?
Like,
no, I mean,
said,
and I can hear more and more on different news stations, and you know where they're saying it in a joke, where they're talking about zombies. You know, on different talk shows, you know, where they're talking about zombies, the zombie, syphilis, and.
Well, that's 5G,
as
I mentioned in previous shows.
How long can you survive in the woods? You know, how long do you think you'll be able to survive in the forest? You know, when everything goes off grid, will you be able to survive? How many people are going to die? I mean, these are conversations on the talk shows and everything. I'm like, what in the world? And I was like, I said, y'all are just telling what's coming.
Well, it's not only that. It's no way they can't. Because when we get into the universe, too, we understand that old saying, it's in the air. Air is too. It's in the air.
Yeah.
So people are going to voice what's in the air, voices too. It's nowhere around it. It doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing. When the universe dictates this change, you're going to go with it, and you might not say what needs to be said, but you're still going to give that indication of what's in the air, what the universe is dictating. And once we get with that, for me, by the number, we start to see exactly what's coming down the road. That's
yeah,
why down the road comes the 41, which is five. That's five. This year, everything that we're talking about is going to manifest, because again, their job is called 5G, which is no more than keep divided, keep us divided. But this is no more, like I said, than a father way with the shot and not being shot, mass, not being mass, an updated version, sophisticated version of the Willie Lynch syndrome, now being used on the public itself, because public is three. The public is the sacrifice. Sacrifice is three. Those who adhere to this nonsense of the government, government is three. This is who are pushing this insanity. Imperialism. Yeah. Imperialism is three. Government. I don't care what you call it. The number lets you know the connection. Connection is three to all this shit. Excuse my French again. What were you trying to say, Brother D?
You struck another chord with me, bro, when you were talking about things moving through the universe. Didn't we have a blood moon today?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
this morning.
They called it a flower moon.
It was a super blood full, a lunar eclipse moon.
They called it a flower moon. And they were saying because it's a flower, F-L-O-W-E-R.
Okay.
Flower moon.
Or super. It was what I'm looking at
because
right now, super flower blood moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the timeline starts from
524. Brother Kwame's good with breaking this down.
Yeah.
Since you said that, let's give our prayers and energy to our brother Kwame. He's on his way to DeKalb, Illinois, to deal with his mother in the hospital who took a turn for the worse after taking the shot, family. After taking the shot. So this is why we haven't heard Brother Kwame on anybody's show. I've been in communication with him the last several days, so that's what's happening there. So again, getting back to the shot, and since we talked about today being 9, his mother is 90 years old, you know.
Aww.
Also, the title of the class comes up to a 9. So it's, like I said, it all lines up. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there to the family to keep him in your prayers and your energy and good vibes, you know, for him, you know, because this is a time Brother Derek went through it. I know went through it. So, you know, that touches home.
I know that's hard. I mean, I went through it. I mean, it was over 20 years ago, but it's still hard. It's still hard today. So, you learn to deal with it. You know, you just learn to deal with it better.
Even touching on that, like we said, the three, we got to understand we need to talk to our family members now because not to be morbid, a lot of our family members today within the next 2 years won't be here. If they've taken that shot, you know, come on.
Well, both of my siblings did. One's a teacher and the other's a truck driver, and they busted me for not getting it, telling me I was selfish.
So, again, we're going to have to deal with things, and it's going to – more pressure from family members like that are going to be coming our way. So prepare yourself for it on how you plan on defending it without, you know, disrespecting somebody. But let them know that they're definitely not going to disrespect your wishes. But this is coming because I've heard too many incidents within the last few days of different family events, family reunions that, you know, you can come, but you have to have the vaccine, you know.
Well, that's that separation
wedding
you was talking about.
You go, the Willie Lynch syndrome all over again, just sophisticated and updated. This is all, they keep running the same game plan, and it's the same numbers if we choose to take the time to find out. They're doing the same. The words change, the numbers remain the same. I've been saying it for years now. So eventually, and like I said, I understand it's for us to get this first part to pass on to our children because they're going to have to use this magic of words and numbers against these bastards who think that they can't outthink their computer, see?
Yeah.
Once doing this, the computer has not been programmed to deal with this gematria or words and numbers. They're too busy dealing with the binary code of the numbers and words. that they've been programmed. So that's one thing, is dealing with our algorithms that we have that they don't. Go ahead.
As per the title, you have Salvation or Sacrifice. And, you know, when I was looking up some things for the show, and I looked at Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron sacrificed his life to show that, you know, it's okay for black people to take the vaccine. Well, it was a sacrifice. He died, what, a couple weeks later, a couple days later? And, you know, they say that DMX took the vaccine, and he died of a heart attack. Now we look at Paul Mooney, who took the vaccine to show the teenagers that, you know, it's okay to get vaccinated. And he died of a heart attack. I mean, so when I was looking at different things and I was seeing the different stars and everything and, you know, lining up to get the shot, and they're showing them getting this shot and everything. And I said, okay, you know, I mean, and God forbid, I hate to be morbid, but are we going to hear their death soon? And I hate to say it like that, but I mean, no, I mean, are all these people sacrifices?
Yes, they are, because, again, understanding for me is the numbers, and understanding this year is a year of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
21 is 3. Sacrifice is 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. This is mm-hmm. a year of sacrifice, and people are being sacrificed by the use of a lie. Lie is 12. That's 3.
Yeah, back to the 3 again.
See? So that's the lie, dealing with this shot, thinking it's your salvation, not knowing that you are the sacrifice.
Yeah.
So, again,
I mean, there's something
like
that they always ask, is the government your daddy? So they're being sacrificed by their daddy. And we have a caller with their hand up.
I can deal with that right quick, because government is 3. Sacrifice is 3. Not daddy. Let's use the word father. Father is 3.
Okay.
Who is the government's ultimate father? We call it the beast. Beast is 3. Devil is 3. Man is 3. So what man is following the beast known as the devil? It's the people of the government, and we see it by their actions and behavior. So with that, bring the call in.
Okay.
Erico
313. Miss Kim.
Blessings. Blessings, blessings. Can you hear me all right?
Yes,
yes,
Ms. Kim.
We can. How are you doing this evening, Miss Kim?
I'm blessed, but you know what? I had to catch my breath because I was told something today that I did that I have no memory of. And it's standing up, confronting the situation with the truth. Period. No hoopla, no. I'm going to try and find a way to say that, but where you'll understand where I'm coming from. But it was a realization in my life at 81 years old that I have no memory of, and it's such a major situation. I don't see how I could forget that.
Behind that real quick, Ms. Kim, that's dealing with the age and where we are and why we're coming back to these memories, that certain memories, once we get them, it's like, how did I forget them? But, yeah, this is why this is the age Revelation is revealing. So things that we lost, that we forgot, are coming back now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At different times,
Hallelujah.
Different ways. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Can I share something with you that I've never shared on the air with what you just
yes,
said?
Yes, ma'am. If you want to share, please.
Because of the circumstances of my situation as a child, I developed a story so people would leave me alone about my father. And then I began to believe the story that I made up. And when I realized that I had believed my own story that I made up to make other people leave me alone, I think that kind of shook me up a little bit. But it was an awakening.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's where we are right now.
Yes,
that's
the old adage, an old saying, too, and that's where a lot of us are coming out of this deprogramming. The old saying is, if you say a lie for so long, you'll believe that lie that you're saying.
And
this is what a lot of us saying. We are in this state of coming out of these lies that we've even convinced ourselves that it was the truth, knowing that it was that trick, that joke.
But see, we don't realize that we've convinced ourselves of those lies. You know, I was thrown out of my history class because I asked the teacher, why is it you never speak of the kings and the queens of Africa? You only speak of the savages. And she put me out.
Wow.
Because that's where you were even at that time. Truth was within you. And again, as Jack Nicholson said in a movie, they cannot handle the truth. See, they expect us and everybody else to go along with the lie.
And the name of that movie was A Few Good Men. Think about that title.
Mm-hmm. You know, get along to go along to get along. Rodney King, after he got beat half to death.
Yeah.
So again, how many times again, George Floyd, are we going to see these stories with different characters, different circumstances, but the same outcome with these police beating us half to death, if not killing us?
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
The young lady that talked to me about the situation that I still do not remember the situation, but I know the circumstances could make a stand like that. I stood up in the church and told the people of the church that the pastor was attempting to molest me.
And you forgot that?
I still don't remember doing that.
Okay. So, see, that was, as a psychiatrist, a psychologist would say, that was a very painful time, and you submerged that to the point that you actually wiped that out your memory, you know. But people who were there will tell you they have their different ways of telling you, but, yeah, you can confirm it from other people. If this individual is, you know, even if they're trustworthy, you just wanted to find out, you know, just by your inquiries from people who were there during that time.
I have my own evidence. Brother Eddie,
so that's it.
I had a butcher knife in my hand. And I stood over him with the thought of slicing his throat. And I've been asking myself, what led me to that kind of mindset when all my life they had brainwashed me with the love of Jesus. But I'm ready to slice his throat. That's a serious situation.
Yes, that was traumatic. That was trauma. That was traumatic. So whatever happened, your brain did what it does naturally, just like your heart through things. When somebody or something hurts you, your heart will build a wall around it. And your mind will do the same thing in order for you not to be hurt again and for you to have put all of your faith and trust and love and religion and for this individual who's supposed to represent even a higher standard than man to do these things, that was very traumatic. So, yes. And I don't want to say what I feel should happen to the individual, and individuals being nice in the words that I would prefer to use, but it's no need for it, because if he hasn't, he will get his.
Oh, I'm sure he got it already. But he was the pastor of the church.
Yeah, well, we're finding this out because this is the time of revelations where all of these fake pastors and politicians, all of it will be revealed. This is why we're going through all of this pedophilia with the church and all of this child sex trafficking with the government. This is revelations we're in, and all of this is being outed. It's being revealed. We're seeing it in real time. And like I said, I love it because I put the numbers to everything, and I see it even clearer, you know. And I'm like, these people are something else, you know. But it's right in front of us, and it's how much time you want to put into it. But I understand this is my gift and my journey. You know, and we all have ours, but I'm just trying to give us a piece that will help them regardless of how you want to use it. So, oh, yes, it's and like I said, you feel so many gaps, Ms. Kim, and I want to thank you, and we appreciate you so much, because the information of that era that, you know, basically is 2 decades before mine, you know, gives me more of a connection and a link to the actuality of history that was happening during that time. And actually, it's still happening today. It ain't stopped.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you all, because you all have truly blessed me, because if it comes up and it ain't real, if it ain't right, somebody gonna get checked.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because I always try to reiterate to the family that, you know, I'm you, you're me. I'm not above reproach. If it's something at error, if you love me, pull my coattail. Let me know, Brother Harris. Hey, I got this info, you know, and you were slightly off. You know, please, thank you. Shit, I'm not going
to
argue with you.
It don't have to be that you were off. But this says this. That's what they did the other night, talking about Paul. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, like I
nobody
said, that's
said anybody was wrong.
Right. Like
you
I said, that's all we do. We fill the gaps. So we add those little pieces that have been missing. Parts that you have that I'd never have, because you live those parts. I didn't. When you give it to us, it fills gaps that the history books didn't intend. Just like you got kicked out They didn't intend to give us that part of history. See? So the mindset in the program is you were just savages. Y'all was, you know, in the bush. Y'all was in the jungle. Y'all was animals. And we
I didn't say anything, but however I was looking at her, she didn't like it.
Well, you said it because, again, it's written all over your face.
Absolutely. Didn't take
See?
Words.
That's it. Go
ahead,
Brother Eddie. Yes, sir.
I got a quick story to share with y'all. This is just to try to connect and everything what we talk about right now. I don't know if y'all heard. Well, I know Brother Eddie contested his story. We had a pastor here where he was accused of sexual abuse that something supposedly happened like maybe about 40, 50 years ago, and he got removed from his church. And his church, it's a Catholic church. It's in the black neighborhood, and it come to find out the accusations wasn't true. And he just got reinstated like a couple of days ago. And he's a white pastor. Now, with that being said, now, about 3 or 4 years ago, you can attest to this, Eddie, that I was working a summer job at the same church. And what kind of blew my mind, he had bought in a history teacher. I don't know if he was college or high school, whatever, from California, a brother. And you know, because the program I was working in for the summer was working with high school students, the teenagers. It was a summer youth work program, right? And so every Friday we'll meet up in the church. We have these little different seminars with the kids and stuff about jobs and schools and everything, education. And so he flew this brother, and I believe he was from California. I forgot what his name was. But what had my hair stand up on the back of my neck, we in a Catholic church. And he's teaching these kids about Kemet, Africa, the pyramids, John Henry Clark. Good. All these black historians that don't get talked about in regular history classes. And that just blew my mind. I've never seen anything like that before in the church. So I know people here have their issues with them, especially the politicians that's here and say whatever, but it really, I guess I'm trying to say that really stuck. Ms. Kim, when you were talking about the experience you had with your teaching, the black history, whatever, I guess I'm trying to, like, connect all this, you know. And I don't know. That was interesting. And what got me was, like I said, I've had so many history classes, different teachers, whatever, black teachers, and they never really talked about going to depth about, like you were talking about, Africa, and who really built the pyramids and all these other things, you know. Basic MLK, the watered-down stuff, not the real, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff about, you know, how long we've been on this planet, what we contributed to society, not just in Africa, over here in America, and all those things. And so, that stuck with me, you know. So, and I guess a lot of the politicians don't like him because, I'm just going to keep it real, who's actually not a neighborhood the church is in. It's not one of the best neighborhoods now. But the thing is, he's trying to do something. And it's like we got a lot of these black politicians do all this talk. Well, we're going to do this to do that. Nothing happens. So I just have to, you know, put that story out there to y'all. I don't know, Eddie, you got any feedback on it or, you know.
If I may. Working on the program that I'm working on, if I can be of assistance, I would love to be. Because if he's telling the truth, and that's all we got to do, just stick with the truth and keep on moving.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, like I said, what I witnessed on, and was on a Friday, I never forget it, they're not going to talk about it in the mainstream news.
No, of course not.
Now,
that's definitely not
again,
happen.
You know, I've learned even by the numbers to put my emotions aside because I know a lot of these people that you talk about and we talk about personally, you know, Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, personally, Father Faith Flager personally, you know. So, again, I have a personal issue that I can always put aside. When a person is doing something good, you know, we don't keep bringing up the past and things that we know personally about certain people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I still come back to Father Flager is still a part of the system.
Right.
You know, putting everything aside, you know, because, again, as you said, being in Inglewood, that neighborhood that he's in, stuff that has transpired for the, what, 2 to 3 decades, you know, and it might be more than 30 years that he's been there, should be better.
Harbor aggression.
Right. That Harbor aggression, okay. Should have been basically a big change. But again, at the end of the day, remember, he's getting his 501(c)(3), his tax breaks from the government.
Right, right. Which a lot of it, they got cut off anyway.
Right. See, so even him with the archdiocese. But again, like I said, out of all the bad, you always weigh the good, and we should always look at the good. You know,
right.
We got bad.
But sometimes
shit in
we focus on the
closet.
Bad too much.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the key. You know, that's the problem, that we're focusing on the negative. It's the positive that gives us not only the inspiration and motivation, but that spiritual essence that we need to keep that thought. Because that's one thing I wanted to give to the family and share to the family, to just practice by yourself, dealing with your own thinking. Try to set a time aside during the day that you're going to focus on that particular time on nothing but positive thoughts.
Yeah.
See, because the longer we entertain positive thoughts, the positive energy comes back to us, and we start to even get more positive thoughts. But when we start thinking positive, how often does a negative thought or a situation or a circumstance take us back to something negative that takes us off? So try to do that, and that exercise in and of itself starts to reboot or reprogram to the mind to start thinking of positive things throughout some point of the day. And these are the reinforcements that we need to share, you know, because it's not going to hurt nobody to get on down with a positive thought. And for those who feel that they keep going back to the negative, or they think they can entertain, because if you got a positive thought, you can't entertain a negative thought at the same time. But for those who think they can, or just keep going back to that idle negative thinking, put on some music, family, and get up and dance. Get up and dance. See, because the dance, your
Brother
feet,
Eddie, excuse me,
changes
please,
your frequency.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I don't want to forget it. From what we just went through, I'm being shown that's something that I have never dealt with, and I must deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
In me.
That's correct. That's the ultimate that we have to truly understand, that everything that we have, when we give it, we're sharing what part of the journey that we've been on that we want to share that will help others along their journey, not my journey. My journey is not your journey, but my journey, if I know it, is to help those along the way, along their journey. That's why it's all about you. It's all about each and every individual we're talking to. It's not about me. Me, my part is only what I'm sharing. And guess what? Like we all do, we only share what we want to share, as you just did, share something that you never shared over the airs before. So again, that somebody that you decided you wanted to share that needed to hear that, because they went through or know somebody who has went through something very similar.
Or could be going through it right now.
That's it. It's a reason that you said it, that it was on your heart to say, and you put it out there. Ain't nothing coincidental. So I thank you for that. You know.
Okay, with that, now we're going to take seven. I'm sorry, Ms. Kim.
I was just going to say what made me think of that when you all were talking about the moon and all of that. And it's like something has happened. And I'm ready.
Yes. Okay, folks, we're gonna take a break for a quick moment. We're gonna take a music break, and we will be back with y'all in five. You ready, Brother
and
Eddie?
And again, yes, Funk Intelligy, if you remembered it, and again, listen, family, if you listen to it, let's see if you pass or fail. And we'll talk about it afterwards. So listen carefully.
Okay. You want to give your contact information out first?
Yes. My contact information is eharris1264@gmail.com. That's eharris1264@gmail.com.
Okay, y'all. And mine is Antoinette, AntoinetteETTE130@comcast.net. Again, that's Antoinette, AntoinetteETTE130@comcast.net. Okay, y'all, we'll be back with you in a few.
Man, you might as well pay attention if you can't afford free speech. Mood control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a penny. Because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? Huckabuck! Lo and behold, one talking with smooth control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram.
Nothing we do ever turn your ear.
Peck me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're picking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
Nothing we do ever turn your ear.
Would you get your phone?
Kind of
beer.
Great
today.
Nothing to
face with the nosiest computer I know.
When you get that jump up,
when I count to ten, I want you to jump up. Say that. Don't come downtown flashing the light.
You deserve a break today. Have it your way.
Funk is not domestically produced.
Oh. There's nothing that the proper attitude won't render funkable.
When you get your funk from
funk tizzle,
hey!
When you're taking every kind of beer,
mood control,
nothing single as a curly hair. When you're taking every kind of beer,
hey!
Okay. Nothing single as a curly hair.
Hey.
Oh.
Got you get your funk from
ground.
What did you get that funk from?
Deprogram.
I win till you lose.
Uncle M,
would you trade your phone
for release
for this?
How you like that? Longer they keep a nose.
Ain't it cute?
I ain't gonna hold the lettuce to pick up all the money.
Possible funkability. Let the funk begin. Do anybody have change for funk? Oh yes, heavyweight funk. What up you do? You wanna funk around with me?
This is Moody Control.
The home of the T-Funk.
Find your warmth, cause there's someone that wants your mind.
Thank you.
Yes, I am, Sister Internet. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And, y'all, I want to tell you, please don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. He should be back this week for the Helio-Filio, so it won't be an encore show. And also, don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday for the drumming at 3 o'clock Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 o'clock Eastern time, we need to be drumming. And when I talked to Brother Ray, he has said that he wants everyone to think about Palestine and what's going on over there, and to drum for that, and that the drumming is working, that it's working all over the world. You know, more and more people are getting together and they're drumming. So we want to make sure that we keep that up. Okay, Brother Eddie. Did I forget anything?
No, you did not. You covered everything
there.
Okay, good.
Good.
So, again.
And again, Brother Kwame, Lord forgive me. Don't y'all forget Brother Kwame. Lift him up and lift his mother up. you know, pray for his strength and, you know, for his family as they're going through this time. And, you know, y'all, we just want to be uplifting and encouraging to one another because we all are facing so many devastating things. And also don't forget Sister Paris, you know, she's in a lot of pain and she has to have another surgery on her hip. So we want to make sure that, you know, all these people that we know that are going through things, we want to make sure that we lift them up and send out good thoughts and everything and do all that we can to help them at this time. Okay.
Thank you for that reminder, Sister Antoinette. Yes, Brother AZ, Brother Ray, Brother Kwame, and everybody else.
Yes.
You know. This young sister, Kendra, that we talked about at the beginning of the show, who got murdered.
Yes.
So, again, and right quick, before I forget, we're going to come back to the test, meantime and in between time. And I said, I gave it away there, if you pass to fail, because at the end of the song, he made the statement, do not respond. This has been a test. So if you are one like, that's correct. See, so most people miss that he had told you don't respond. This was a test. So did you miss the test in the information that was being given in the lyrics of the song? Because it's so much vital information. But again, did we pass the test? Because another lyrics that he said that is key is, again, where do you get your funk? As for me, where do you get your thought? Funk for you could be, or anybody, is whatever it is or it means to you. It could be your funk, could be your ideal. It could be your consciousness, whatever it is. For me, it's always been the thought. So where do you get your thought from? Program, he said. Again, where do you get your thought from? Deprogram and reprogram.
Yeah.
Exactly what I talked about earlier, and using the same number, different word, to get you out of what you've been put in. No coincidence that program, where do you get your thought from? As I said, we've all get our original thoughts once we start so-called critical thinking. Who's damn critical thinking? From the program that we've been getting or given or taught how to think critically somebody's way. But everything, be it religion, be it school, it was a program that we were given. And as we got older and started to question, we started to see the program, what was true and what was not. The deprogramming started from questioning everything, everything. And once on our journeys, we started to meet others on similar journeys who filled those gaps, who connected those dots of the information that had us still scratching our heads, saying this really don't make sense. This, and that's why everybody has what we call a piece of this puzzle. Everybody has a different angle, way, journey that they've experienced something that once they bring it to the table, it's their part that they share that basically fits another part that's being given until we see the complete picture of the puzzle. And right now it's hard for us to see it because we're in it. As it says, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. That's the box we got to think outside of, that frame that we've been put in, because we bring in our pieces of that puzzle to the table, being out of the box, being out of that puzzle. So so we know our piece of the puzzle that we have to share.
Yeah.
So, again, I wanted to give that because, see, we're not, as I said, that spiritual hunger is the starvation for the inspiration. That's the motivation towards our salvation. And instead of getting that spiritual nourishment, we eating up the physical and material nonsense of a program, stuff, be it jewelry, clothes, this, that, the stuff. A lot of stuff. Lot. Ooh, okay, that's another story. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And when we make a move, we can't take all that stuff with us. When we die, we can't take none of that stuff with us.
That is true.
So we got to start thinning that tree. Those dead leaves that's been hanging on, we got to prune them, take them off. And that's even your family tree. It's some family members that need to be pruned away. They dead. They just hanging on. They draining you, your energy. See, if they're not giving you energy, they're draining your energy. It's one or the other. That's why the universe does not discriminate on negative and positive. It's both. So are we.
Yes.
We have a negative and a positive side. So, again, we're caught up on the negative. We want to be that positive of the spiritual, but we keep falling short. That's always been the story, even starting with Adam, falling short. But, again, it's just the analogy of that story pertaining to each and every one of us. Having a personal relationship with what's being given. For me, it's the numbers to see everything clear. Before now, I couldn't. So I'm no wizard. You know, it's not like, no, I'm just like all of y'all. I got it, but when I started to dream and I started to get this, hey, I was like, this is something different.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Ms. Kim to contest to this. As far as, you know, that's our salvation, you know, giving us that spiritual nourishment that we need, that we're missing, that we don't even entertain through conversation. And if I'm wrong, Ms. Kim, please let me know. But when I talk about our connection, for me, as I stated to the family, our, like everything else, has a number, and the number of our comes to 13, which is God, 13, which is spiritual, 4, which is spirit, 31. So the hour, the company being 13 of the others being 31, that I talk about, that's the hour, is connected to a spiritual family, that spiritual tree. Because I have people in my blood that aren't connected to the people that I'm talking to right now. It's in this spiritual realm that connects me to you and you to me. So go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I'm sorry. Let me make this announcement, and then, Ms. Kim, you can respond to Brother Eddie. But, folks, we have 9 minutes left in this live program. In order for you to continue to listen to the show, you have to call in. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, do you have the 515 number?
Oh.
Pull it up. I can pull it up. That's okay.
No, 515. 605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and do you want to give your contact again?
Yes, that's E. Harris, 1, 2764@gmail.com.
Okay. And Ms. Kim, you're open.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Brother Eddie,
yes,
first of all, when I look, I'm looking at his spirit, or mine, as much of it as I can. I think, I don't know if you all remember, I said a little song that I wrote, Whatever I Am, You Made Me. You put everything that's in me, and all that you want is for me to give it all back to you. Get out of the way.
That's it. So right quick, let me reiterate so you can finish saying and comment on what I was talking about dealing with the number of the four, which, as you said, is God. And what I've been given in my part is to share that we all use that number of God, not knowing that number of God, not knowing how to connect those numbers to actually amplify God in those words that we use. So with that being said, as I said, the company I keep, company being four, that's a God, a spiritual company. Our is four. Others are four. And again, that's not everybody, because everybody is not in the spirit that I'm talking about. I can't help that, but again, they and everybody else don't have to know the numbers. They feel the frequency behind the words that I speak. I know the numbers, and I know it amplifies because it's already in them. It's nothing that I'm saying that's not already in you, for you, that we're doing, that we're trying to get more connected to. So that four, as I said, is spiritual. It's the tree that they give us in the two trees of knowledge and the tree of life. Tree is four. Because when we understand God that's in us, we start talking about which those who are in that spirit talk about an answer, not the problem, but the answer. Answer is four. They talk about solutions. That's the God in them, to seek the solution. You see a change in their behavior. Behavior is four. Because everything that resigns is a lesson. Lesson is a four, and it's a spiritual lesson at the end of the day, because fight being four is not flesh and blood. It's principles, family. So once we learn the story of four, we understand the wisdom. That's the wisdom four that God gives us to see the spirit of God. Spirit being four, God being four. That's the secret, and it ain't no secret. Just see the number behind the word, and you know the secret because we're connected to it. That's the revolution. Revolution is four. And as long as we are the revolution, and for us the revolution is no more than speaking for the truth, four. That's why you was kicked out of that class, because you were speaking God, the truth, four. Real talk, family. Real is four and talk is four. Just speak the truth in real talk. That's the four we're looking for. And like I said, at the end of the day, we just connecting for the dot, four.
Well, the preacher
they
had to
by
to
their definition, the 4-4 is called the digital age. The names keep changing. That four, the number remains the same. Go ahead, Ms.
Karen. Same old song.
Yes.
Yes, it's
so
the same.
I wanted to say that, to say if I said anything wrong or off track with giving these numbers of God dealing with the four, because that's our protection. Protection is for, baby. It said God is your protection. Understanding these words that we use, that's the protection to kick they behind with. We see the number of God to battle them at their own nonsense. They gave us English. We didn't come up with it. But we see the God in the number that was given to us that is now revealed to us. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Ms. Kim. If I said anything wrong, please pull my coattail.
Well, I don't remember you saying anything wrong, but I forgot what I wanted to say because I didn't write it down.
Yeah, I do it. Don't feel bad. I do that all the time, but that's why I got paper everywhere around me. And anybody that knows me can contest. I got paper everywhere. Envelopes, napkins. If I ain't got a clean sheet, I got to get something and I write. Right, right, because
I do that, yeah. I do that.
You know.
But there was something that I wanted to share, because what you were saying is actually the experience I'm going through now. It's going to come back, I'm telling you all. This is God to me, okay? I was telling Antoinette that, did I ever tell you all that my mother was taking a shower when I was born and she had to catch me in the towel?
No, I've never heard that. I don't know if Sister Antoinette might have, but
I have never heard
that.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, it's something I'm missing there. So she wasn't in pain, right?
She could have been. Maybe she thought the child was soothing. Were you early?
Pardon?
Were you early? Did you come before your time?
Well, she was in labor. She was in the delivery room, in the shower of the delivery room. And, I don't know what I...
Were you the first or the last born?
Child?
Yes.
I was the last, uh-huh.
Well, they say that, after the first one, that each pregnancy, they come quicker.
Okay.
So maybe you just came too quick for it. You were just ready to get out, Miss Kim.
Well, like I said, the most logical thing I can think of is that when I felt the water, I felt it was time to move, huh?
That's probably it. We have another caller with their hand up. Ms. Kim, were you complete? Was there anything else you wanted to say before I move on?
You can move on. I want to ask Brother Eddie something in a minute.
Okay, you sure?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Area code 347.
Keisha, I was good. Can y'all hear me?
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How you doing, Antoinette? What's up, Eddie?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. I can't
good.
complain, but I won't complain.
Okay.
What's going on, Eddie? I had wanted to say a couple of things. I don't know if y'all saw the video with the Pfizer shots, and then people could hold magnets to the shot site and it sticks.
Oh, yes. I did see that. Yes. Forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes.
And there's also a video with the Moderna shot. And you could put a light bulb to the spot where the shot was at, and it'll light up. It'll flicker. And also there's video with the AstraZeneca shot. The guy took the shot, and now his phone, his television, everything is trying to connect to him. It's saying, looking for Wi-Fi signal.
Are you still there?
In the room, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can hear you now.
Yeah. He'll walk into a room, and as soon as he walks into the room, the smart TV automatically tries to connect to him. It sends a message trying to connect to AstraZeneca, and it has a number of the shot he took. So something fishy with these shots. And the other thing I wanted to add was the blockchain. They want to put this food on the blockchain. The food will be smart food. It will have chips in it. And this is all going to be tied to your food benefits, your food stamps. So they want to make sure that you're purchasing the food that's healthiest for you. They're going to make that decision for you. And you'll only be able to purchase certain foods. Now, these foods, they work in conjunction. It's three things that work together: the smart food, the smart toilet, and the smart sewage. The smart food that has the chips in it, even when you cook it, it still has these chips that can be activated. They're nano, small. You won't be able to see them. As they pass through your system, they're collecting data. And as they go into the, because you use a smart toilet, they connect with the toilet. So the toilet pretty much knows your waste based off of the signals it's getting from the food you ate. And, of course, when you flush your toilet, it goes to a smart sewage, which has a collection of all the waste data of all the people in your area. And this is all why they want to track your excrement. It's all control, all based on control, controlling what you eat, what you don't eat. You know, if you ate something you wasn't supposed to, when you use the bathroom, the toilet's going to let them know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Solomon here ain't right. He wasn't supposed to be eating no beef. And he had a steak last night, and when you go use the bathroom, the toilet's going to be like, wait a minute, this is, you're not picking this up. That's beef. He ain't supposed to have that in the report, you know. But, yeah, this is all part of the Green New Deal, these smart toilets. I was reading some of the stuff on it, the smart food, working with the smart toilets and the smart sewers, collecting data on what we eat, how it runs through our system, et cetera. And I'll mute my line. Thank y'all.
Oh, thank you. Now, you know, before you do, now I know now they have smart water, right, where you can buy smart water. Okay, somebody has an echo.
Sister Internet, I was just about to mention that smart water.
Oh, peace, Eddie.
My daughter buys that all the time, smart water.
Somebody had either dropped or put a whole bottle of smart water in my yard.
Oh, my.
And I've talked about, the number being so smart, and water, as we know, is the four that we've been talking about. That's the life that we basically get. And without it, there is no life without that four called water. Neither is there life without four called the sun. But when you said that, and Brother Thomas was talking about smart, I was going to mention that. And I'm like, see, there it is. When I was mentioning it's in the air, it's certain things that we're already connected to, because that number smart is two. Air is two.
Oh, so the universe,
it's a reason that they're using the word, because the number reflects the air.
Mm.
If we think this way, in the way I think, it's not the words that we've been given that we're drawn to. It's the numbers behind the words that we think we're drawn to, certain words, God, spirit, this, that. But when we find out it's the same number but a different word, so it's the number that we're drawn to, but they're using different word for control.
guess what control is for? We call it mind control. Mind is two, control four. 2 + 4, we back 6 feet of separation. That's what they're controlling. Spirit. Using our mind or a mindset. Because that's what it is. It's not your mind. When we are analytical and start to see that it's a programmed mindset, a conditional perception that we see things a certain way. As I always use the phrase of age ain't nothing but a number, and we all, including myself for a long time, came up with all these different variations of what's simply hidden right there in plain sight. And as I say, by the way, hidden in plain sight comes to 74. 7 + 4 is 11. 1 + 1 is 2. And the ultimate phrase of age ain't nothing but the number, then what is the number of the word age? Well, age is 13, which is God. But the phrase age ain't nothing but a number comes to 92. 9 + 2 is 11. So we back to 1 + 1 is 2. It's all about numbers, family. Every time I unlock these phrases, in fact, you see the same numbers over and over. So again, it's telling me, and my part is just to relate it to you, and you get it however it comes to you. Because, again, and he, for me now, is understanding.
Hey, Eddie.
Speaking the words of wisdom comes to one. Frequency is one. If I'm speaking the words of wisdom and it does not reverberate, well, let it be. Then be, let it be. And I must admit that, again, music is my source, 3 being music. For words and numbers coming from different words of lyric, I give it to these 4 individuals from Liverpool called the Beatles who sang that song, Let It Be. Let it be. And you speak the frequency. People words of wisdom, let it be. The universe takes the change. The universe being two connected to the mind, they're supposed to get it. It's gonna quake. It's not for them to get yet. Or it's just not for them. What this spirit is, this spiritual man ain't for everybody. Because again, we're talking about you got 1 foot in the third dimension, and the other foot traveling through the 4th and 5th dimension. And it's hard because we're still connected to this 3D third dimension, 3D being 7. It's physical.
Eddie, you come closer to the mic. You sound very
spiritual.
Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
We got to pull that other foot.
Several people have been trying to say something, but they must can't hear.
I know. I don't think he's listening. I think he's just talking.
That 3D is 7. Our conversation keep us right here in the third dimension, conversating about distractions coming from social media, fake news. But then we have the power to take that control because we control that horizontal and the vertical, we keep deluding ourselves with the images that television keeps showing us, that we can't read between the lines. But once we are connected...
Anthony, can you hear me?
However you read between the lines using whatever...
Yes, I can hear you.
Something's wrong with the line, because like I said, I don't think he can even hear us.
Of what's been that program in the I think maybe
you set the phone down.
To get out of the program, to get to the outer limit, because there is no limit. Unless we limit ourselves from a program where things... If we believe in God, Jesus Christ, if there's no limitation on them, why are we putting limitations or faith in a vaccine? And we don't have that true faith that we claim we have in our source, our creator, regardless of what we call it, them, him, or her. Understanding the universe is not discriminatory. When we talk about negative and positive, it's both male and female. Same number is negative and positive, which comes to 9/11. We just went to the bottom with 9/11. Those buildings coming down, 9/11. Emergency call number for emergency. Wow. Even Christmas is called 1225. It's called Christmas. But we made sure it was stuck, program in your head, 9/11. Program, baby.
Yeah.
Mindset. 2.
Mm-hmm.
9/11, 2.
Yeah. Brother Eddie?
So with that, Sister Antoinette, Ms. Kim, Brother D, if y'all have anything to add or anything you wanted to say, while I take a break and take a drink, please.
Okay.
Can you hear us, Eddie?
Add to it.
Brother Eddie? Maybe he can hear us.
Nobody is. Is anybody there? Did I drop off? Did y'all drop off?
We're here. We're here. I'm going to send them a text real quick, y'all. Y'all go ahead and talk.
I ain't hearing nobody now. Okay, now I'm truly getting...
Wait a minute. Let me hear you
talking
beginning.
In dead air. Did I get cut off?
No. Y'all
Hello?
Go ahead and talk. Ms. Kim? Brother Kwame? Brother Derek?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. He can't hear.
Ms. Kim?
I'm going to send him a text.
Okay.
Callers, if you hear me, give me a text. I know it's at the hour, so I don't know if they cut us off or what.
I'm sending texts.
Somebody hit me up and let me know if you can still hear me and if I can't hear them, what's happening. On that end. Wow.
You're not getting the text from me either?
The second phase of what I wanted to do.
I know.
I'm
going
to try and call him.
That's what I was getting ready
Brother
to
Thomas,
do.
Brother Thomas, can you hear me? You are.
I sent him 3 texts. I wonder if he's looking at him.
Hey, Brother D.
Hey, I don't know what's happening. We can't hear you, but you can't hear us.
No, I can't hear nothing, huh?
I can't hear you.
Wow.
He can't hear us, y'all.
I can't. Man, this is crazy. I was going to hang up, but I was like, no,
But I'm like, what happened? I can't hear nobody. I don't know what's happened. You know?
Right. Miss Kim, you have something that you wanted to say? Anybody else, if you press the number one, I can open your line while we're waiting for Brother Eddie and Brother Jed to get it together.
Okay, I got him on the two-way. Can you hear us, Eddie?
Yeah, can you hear me? I got my other phone.
Yes, I can hear both of them.
Put that phone on mute because I don't know what's happening. Like you said, y'all could hear me and I couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
So,
we can hear you through Derek's line.
Yeah.
Because I was going to call you through.
I just want to say quickly, man, this is I'm really tripping tonight. You mentioned age, that phrase, age ain't nothing but a number. What if I told y'all, now you remember this singer Aaliyah, matter of fact, she's from Detroit, Miss Winston. Her album she did with R. Kelly, that debut album, Age Ain't Number the Number, debuted May 24th, 1994. That's just 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
That's no accident you brought that up, Betty.
Like I said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's why I don't take credit. I'm just a messenger. And like I said, it's truly in the air. We're just saying things that's already been here, and it's being recycled again. So, yes, that's all. So I love it because, like I said, without y'all, I'd know none of these things. I wouldn't have known about Aaliyah and R. Kelly's album with that same title. You know, I'm just saying what the universe has given me to give, which is it's always been in the air. We've always heard that statement. It's in the air. It's in the sky. Well, air and sky, universe, are all the same number. And when we connect, for me, to that number, that's part of my mind. My mind is part of the air because that's what I inhale. It's called oxygen. Oxygen is the same numbers, air, universe, and sky. It's all two. They just gave it a different darn name. And we tried to put all our energy and time in basically defining each darn word. My thing is no. Let's see the number and connect it our way, your way. My way is this way. Your way is different, but now we have a different way of connecting these things quickly and seeing it the way we see it and give it that way because that's your square for me. That's my square, to give it the way I see it in numbers. And the garbage that they gave us that don't make sense. That's why sense is five. It don't make sense to me. I ain't going to see it. That's the five. That's the Eddie to me. Shit, I'm Eddie. I'm the five, shit. I'm the teacher. I give guidance. I reveal. And if I ain't revealing, then my revealing is revealing through the numbers of the words. Then I'm not the teacher of anything, but this is my way of teaching, giving the information through numbers and words so we can see these numbers. Because like I see, anything comes out my mouth, damn it, I know the number of. I got that way now. I'm not going to say it if I don't know the number. If you say it and I don't know the number, damn it, I'm going to write it down. Give me a minute. That's why when people ask me, what's the number to this, I don't use those particular words. But give me a minute. I'll give it to you, and if it adds up to what I'm talking about, it's included. I add it to it. 144, add. What are you adding? I'm adding the numbers that relate to my journey. If it don't, I ain't got time for it. It's too much stuff we got to do. So like I said, with these numbers, it's too much. Because I'm not just learning for my journey. I'm trying to be open so people see the whole thing that I'm able to give. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Give. What I give is no more than my gift, and my gift is only given in order to help others on their journey. No more, no less. Nothing to do with me, because everything I just said is in the number of the seven, which is the age of Aquarius, which is the age of nature. That's my conversation, seven. Conversation is seven, along with nature, along with Aquarius. So, yeah, find your numbers and your words that apply to your journey, and it would only enhance you on your journey. It won't take nothing away. Because that's all God is. That's all spiritual is. That's all the fight is to enhance what you already have. Enhance is for.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're meant to do, is enhance what we already have, because what you have, what I have, is already in us. So I'm only enhancing spiritually what's in you. All I'm doing through the vibration of words is activating your consciousness. Activated seven consciousness is seven, and it's only a part that has not been activated. Because your consciousness is already activated. I'm just hitting a part, a nerve, a frequency, a vibration that is dormant. This is why they want to separate us. They don't want us to talk about things like this.
No, they don't.
That's what you were saying earlier about the shots, separation, divide and conquer.
Yeah.
That's their mantra, united we stand, divided we fall. Oh, yeah, they pushing this. That's why they're trying to keep us divided. And, again, we not bought in to the 6 feet of separation, the first part of the divide. Now they're bringing it in with the Willie Lynch divide part, along with the Jim Crow part of white and black, because you'll see, and even Brother Thomas mentioned this, that the white people, the majority, if not all, of the white people on his job have gotten a shot, and they keep asking him, has he gotten it, why not? See? So, see, this is just the beginning of what's getting ready to play out in real time, everywhere, in different situations.
Mm-hmm. And remember, we talked about me and my neighbor got into a heated argument some months ago about wearing a damn mask. Matter of fact, it was about this time last year. Wearing a mask outside in 90 degree weather.
I remember about that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I lit him and his friend up. Lit their ass up. Come on now.
But this is where we took the bait, man. We that proverbial fish, and we on the hook now. They done hooked us.
Right. Well, not everybody.
Well, no, that's, like I said, we on this line. And think of this analogy, too. Let's go back to the movies, since we love using those, but they have purpose. Let's go back to the original Kingsman. Mm. And think about Samuel Jackson putting his hand on this little orb to actually stimulate and start this frequency for everybody to go crazy. Let's think of that orb as the button of 5G. And all they're doing is waiting to a particular amount of people have gotten vaccinated before they push that button. And all these damn people who have been vaccinated go crazy, walking zombies. Is that a far scenario to think of? We're talking 5G, and remember, 5G comes to that 3. 3 is no more than waves. We talk about the 5G giving radio, heat, different type of waves. So all they're doing is waiting for the right amount of people. This is why they're pushing, as Fauci and Biden says, by Independence Day, July 4th, 7 plus mm-hmm. 4 is 11. He wants 70% of America to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that July 4th is supposed to be the day Lightfoot said Chicago is supposed to be set free 100%.
That's it. See, and remember, when for me, I hear the number behind the word. When I hear free, I see three. I see a lot. Because we always say, ain't nothing free. So it's a lot.
Right. Yes, it is.
So, you know, that's my way of tying all this together. And you keep saying, they lying to us.
Yeah.
They are lying.
Yes, because you best not believe it. This vaccine is going to be another. Because this, you know, whatever it is that they put out there, it's going to continue to grow. You know, it's going to grow to something else where you're going to need another vaccine, in my opinion.
Well, that's true. That's all part of the game that they're playing.
Yes.
Again, like I said, when people start dropping dead, that's another reason, as Donald Trump and even Biden has used the term warp speed.
Yeah.
Metaphysics, warp speed, to get as many people vaccinated warp speed as quickly as possible, because they cannot determine a person's actual physical body makeup and what this serum, because it ain't a vaccine, is doing to their body and replicating or trying to control, as they say, messenger RNA, their DNA. I know somebody not going to mention it, but heard about the magnet test, and they work with elderly people, and all of their patients have received the vaccine. They were able to use that, you know, hey, they had a new Band-Aid that they wanted to try, where it was actually one of those rubber type of magnets that you use on your refrigerator. And they went on the unvaccinated arm, and it slid off. When they put it on the arm that was vaccinated, it stuck. So they used that not to reveal that they were putting a magnet on and said that it was a Band-Aid, a new Band-Aid that was being tried out. So if it ever came up with them being interviewed or asked if anybody has did anything out of the ordinary, for elderly people to say no, because to them they were told a Band-Aid, they don't see anything out of the ordinary. It just didn't work. And on this arm, it worked. So, again, people who do that, be very careful when you're doing things just to see if things work when you're in that medical setting. I'm quite sure, Brother Derek, you can attest to coming up or trying to do things to see if certain things for real or they're not in different things. Because, again, not only is Big Brother watching, you know, you have to be careful in what you do, especially when it deals with your job.
And Eddie, even last year, the nurses unit, even I was shocked when this happened, but the nurses, even before even talk about the shots was coming out, well, they already knew it was coming, but the nurses unit has said not to take those shots because it was just going to be an experimental paradigm, and it was going to take years for them to even perfect the thing. But sure enough, people didn't listen. People lined up and actually volunteered to take the shot anyway because they were afraid of catching the COVID. And then it turned out that some of the people who did end up taking the shot still end up catching it supposedly anyway. And then they got mad. Well, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have took the damn shot. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
That's the key. It's called fear, scare. See, because fear, a number is 8. They've been telling us for I don't know how long. It's called psychological. That's fear. Psychological war. It's a fear war. That's what they're using. See, that's all the psychological war is. They don't have to lift a finger. That's why it's mental. Mental is 8. Psychological is 8. Fear is 8. It's all mental. And it all pertains to the 8 called your thinking. If they have your thinking, your mental prowess and fear, then they actually have control.
So we can say they're controlling other people's funk?
Oh, yeah. They thought. Where do you get your thought from? The government. The government has formed their thought in fear, psychological fear. And they're reacting to fear because a scared, frightened person will do anything. And we finna see the anything called 3 called crazy. Crazy is 3. We've been talking about all the crazy shit we've been seeing. Oh, it's finna get ramped up because guess what? Heat, baby. This is nature itself. Heat brings on more. What?
Craziness. People get wild when it's hot.
It brings on more emotions.
Yeah.
More anxiety. More madness. People get real angry.
The energy is amped up during the summertime, too. That's why we also, when we see all these shootings, you think
what do we normally every year? We waiting for the summer, but we damn regret the summer, knowing what's coming with the summer. Booming music, loud music, people in the street acting a fool, and now that they now convince people that everything has come to a low, not an actual even keel, but a low, you're going to have people out doing crazy-ass shit because the mindset, as Sister Antoinette said, we've been locked up. We've been locked down. Mm-hmm. Oh, we finna get out. People act the fool before they was locked down. How you think they're getting ready to act now?
Right.
We finna see, and like I said, this is just a prelude, the heat, the attitude from the heat is going to bring. Because, again, people going to use any and every excuse to do something crazy and stupid.
Yeah.
And after they do it, what do? Then they think about the dumbass actions that they taken and what they did. But it's after the fact. After you did something trying to get somebody in a payback and wouldn't shot through somebody's house and killed some damn baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Killed the baby, not a damn baby. Excuse me for that, family. But killed an innocent child or a baby.
Yeah.
Not even in the house. Could be out in the drive-through McDonald's. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's nowhere. I was just using that, but that's not exclusive. Everything is included. Everybody knows. You can be sitting in your house. You can be sitting on your front porch. You can be sitting in the car. It doesn't matter.
An 80-something-year-old lady last night, I think it was yesterday, got shot water in her grass. Yesterday, last night.
Oh, no.
See? So it doesn't matter. It's the age. As Prince put it, it's the signs of the time.
Yeah.
And that saying comes to a 2.
Mm-hmm. And remember, his first song on the Purple Rain album was Let's Go Crazy.
Let's Go Crazy. Don't let the elevator bring us down. Elevator being the pertinent number for me because Elevate is 32. Birthday is 32, and it was the Queen's birthday.
Yeah.
And not only Prince, but David Bowie had some type of concerns about elevators. Prince passed the second floor, Bowie passed the third floor. You know.
Wow, that's another 32 right there.
There you go. And they both came up, you know, dead on the same year, 2016. And I can't remember exactly, but I'm quite sure that it was somewhere like, it was like 91 or 92 days, which is either a one or a two, that they died between their dates of death in 2016. But I don't have that in front of me, so I can't quote that. But yeah,
that was a nine. 2016 comes up to a nine.
That's correct. Correct. That is correct. So, yeah. So all that, I connect James, Prince, and Michael together when I did that video. I mean, I did that, the forum we did on that back in that year. And when you look at James Brown, it comes to a nine. James died in 2007, Christmas Day. That's a nine. Michael died in 2009, which is an 11, a 2. And Prince, 2016, is a 9. So you're looking at 9, 11, 9, which again brings you to an 11 or a 2. So, yeah, they're connected. They are definitely connected. Even in their names by number, they're connected. So, it's, man, like I said, when we see things we didn't see, it's like, man, whoa, wait a minute, you know. So this can't be made up, can't be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it all adds up. So, yes.
All right. If anyone has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, I can open up your line.
Yeah, if not, I can go on to another one that's a nice, that should spark our attention. It piques that interest and ignites that fire within. So if we don't have a caller, I give this right quick because I know it will basically spark a thought.
Okay.
So do we have a caller or anything?
No, no one has their hands up. Everyone is just listening. And then we had some that dropped.
So
go ahead.
Here's a thought for the family. Pick a side, family. Pick a side. Or better yet, has the side picked you?
That's
the important part. Has the side picked you? Have you picked a side, or has the side actually picked you?
Wow.
And I said that, and it's all for me dealing with numbers, and I'm glad you got a while because it gave you a thought right there, so that's good before I even get started. But understanding picking a side, pick is 5 and side is 2. Pick being 14, side being 20, 5 and 2. 5 plus 2 is 7, and again, that 7 is no more than our journey. So when I looked at that deeply, did I pick the side, or did the side, my journey, pick me? And I'm just catching up with my journey, with my gift. Because again, on our individual journeys, we find that the majority of our bloodline, our family, is not the way we think. They don't see what we see. They're on a different journey, which is okay. But it's a reason that we that are on this line and others that are in our circle come together and we meet. It's like that four, understanding being God, is no more than a magnet. Our spirits will draw us together before we consciously actually recognize one another. The spirits that we have from the experiences and the lessons that we've learned link us together before we consciously start even connecting through conversation. But this is when we understand that there are certain people who carry a certain vibration from the words that they give, but that's only understanding, that the words that they give are the words that are already in us. And again, that particular vibration activates those dormant words from within to illuminate so that they can now come out your way. They've been in you. A lot of us have just been afraid to express what's on the heart. That's why the heart is six. Word is six. This is what is coming out now, that word that has always been in, but because of a preconceived conception, a program being six, we've been basically conditioned not to challenge or question being the better word. And that's the perfect example is church. Most of us of my age or closer to it being 50 and up,
mm-hmm,
know that during the times we were in church, if we saw something that we didn't understand and we wanted to question, we were told to shut up.
Yep.
Don't say nothing. This was a condition that was embedded in us to even not question our God-given common sense and intellect of what we didn't understand, but we needed clarification. But the word that was replaced to explain anything was faith. Just have faith and pray. But no, if you're the teacher, you're the preacher, then explain to me the question that me, especially being a child, don't understand. Don't give me faith and pray without the answer, because, again, even as a child, I'm saying you're evading and avoiding the question.
Mm-hmm. Just like them tides. Why I got to – ooh, that digging got mad at me. Why I got to give you a 10% of my money that I don't have?
Mm-hmm.
If the book say you got to pay, you got to pay.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't there too much longer after that.
Yeah. But like I said, me too, but understanding the number now, I agree with it all, but it's having a personal relationship with what you're giving through the Holy Bible that you see the way you're supposed to see it, my way. By number, that's Holy Bible, my way. Personal relationship, the same number as Holy Bible. And they say you're supposed to have a personal relationship. So I don't supposed to take anybody, be it the preacher, my mama, my daddy, who, at their word, I'm supposed to have my personal relationship if I believe that statement.
Mm.
So now I have my personal relationship by why did they give that number 1% instead of or 10% instead of 20% or 15% or 30%. The key is the number, baby. Because the 1% that I give to the church is me, you. You are one. Self is one.
That's the tie that I tie to the church. It ain't got nothing to do with money. Money wasn't here until they invented damn money. What was before money that I tied to the church? It's me. Come on, people.
Wow. Energy, vibration.
Come on now. That's the image. One. You are one. You are the image, the 10% that you give to the church. It's me. It ain't money. It's me. That's a man that done put something monetarily to give him value on what he's giving you without giving you the number and having you see it any damn way you're supposed to, because that's your God-given choice, not his. See? No. That's why when I talk to Ferguson, they don't talk to me no more, because I beat their ass with the number of the words that they use. Don't mess
right.
with me.
Right,
God's
right.
behind the numbers I use. You use them, and you damn blasphemy, damn it. That's why he coming after y'all ass first. That's why he tearing these damn phony-ass preachers up. If not, they're going to be stricken physically as Jesse is. Parkinson's or whatever he got. You done lied too long. You gonna get it, baby. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. That's 13. That's the four we touch to fight. It's spirit for us. Take care of our spiritual business, because the Lord God gonna take care of his. Come on now. I ain't saying nothing wrong. I'm just giving us the number of what they done put in that book that we claim to believe in, but we don't understand how to believe it our own way. We still using every damn story when we hear something biblically, the way they gave it to us. What the Bible said it. What the hell did the Bible give you to say it your way here and now? Because here and now is Holy Bible. It ain't got nothing to do with the stories then. It's here and now. Holy Bible. Personal relationship. Signs and symbols. What do we see? Mine is all numbers. You see, give me the signs and symbols in every damn thing I say, even in the words. It's all numbers, baby. That's the wisdom. Wisdom is God. Same number, different word. You can't fool me with your damn word no more. I see God behind the word that you use. Come on. I'm just giving it to us, because that's what it says. It's up to us to fix us. This is part of my way of fixing us. See what I give you, your way to see it. That's the beauty of it. My way is not limited. It opens you to see any and everything the way you want to see it, because that's your damn square. That's your reality. Create it. We are creators to the utmost. Be the creators that we are. Use what they gave us that they fooled us with right in our face. And like I said, with their word, understanding and seeing the number, we can beat their behinds with what they put in front of us to keep us confused. Let the choir say amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Forgive me, family.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I just, spirit hit me and I just went there. So that's it. You know, just flow with it, family. Because the universe, like I said, for me, I just go with where I'm going with the words and seeing the numbers behind all words that put in front of me that's being dropped, like that computer in the Matrix. I'm loving it. That's why love is fire, baby. I enjoy it. That's why I enjoy is fire. That's my job. Job is eight, and I have joy in the job that I deliver and give to the people, because that's the gift that I found out for me, that what we're all supposed to find is seven, find your gift. That's the ultimate. You find anybody talking about them or institution or some other shit that ain't got nothing to do with your gift first, Run, family, run. Run for it. Run. That's why when they tell you free, run, baby, run. That's why understanding free is 21 and run is 12, baby. When you hear free, turn your ass around and run, baby. Because if you run to it, you're going to get what you got. You just made a deal, 12 with the devil, 21. By taking some shit free that we've been told all our life, ain't nothing free.
And yep. In the year 2021, that ain't no accident, Eddie.
That's correct. That's it.
Damn.
That is correct, baby. Yes, sir. You know, so yes, like I said, we start to see it our way, but seeing the numbers, it gives us like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, I see this three here and this three. Man, wait a minute. Okay. I see with 5G. 5G is a three. I see what they're going to do with 5G with these waves. These waves is a three. I see what they're using as a sacrifice being three to the public. Public is three. This is why they jumped on Donald Trump, not to give him anything else, but when he speaks truth, truth being four, when he talked about the republic, republic is four. I don't look at what he say as far as the word. I look at the number, baby. And when he gives me the number of God, regardless of who it is and what they say, this is what I vibrate with. And I start to see it my way. And I see it as a code that they're using that we still don't see because we hooked up in the words and the nonsense and the so-called racism, another divide that they use, five race, just like we use food. And our brother Thomas was talking about them now putting stuff in the water and the food that we eat that has this particular part of the virus or whatever it might be. But why are we surprised? How long have we been talking about Monsanto's?
Yeah.
Who is a company that deals with pesticide, who now is a manufacturer of food, and the government approves it. Let's get them straight. They call the FDA, 11 by number, in the acronym, which is the Food and Drug Administration. What in the hell are they putting in the food? Drugs, people. They told you in its name. They're administering drugs in the food, and they are approving this garbage that we are consuming.
FDA, fucking dumbasses.
Yes. Why are we surprised when we're hearing things that they're using the digital age technology by the consumption of the garbage that we've been eating now for over 20 to 30 years? We've seen how the food, Ms. Kim, Ms. Antoinette, Brother Thomas, Brother Derek, all of y'all can confess to how everything, especially the food, has changed. Even as a child, when we ate candy, potato chips, popcorn, drunk pop, if we eat those same things now, a Snickers, a Reese's Cups, a Nut Chew, a pop, potato chips, those French fries, I don't care what it is, sliders, nothing tastes like it did then.
Now. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're right about that. You're so right.
Even when we bake things from scratch, as we know how to do, some of us, the things that we still use that are natural now, we say something still don't taste right.
Yeah,
because the flour
right.
ain't the same. The butter ain't the same. The milk ain't the same. The cream ain't the same. All of it has this modern day syrup and corn fructose and sweetener and all of this.
Dyes
we taste it.
Right.
Our children will never
ever have that taste that we talk about to them how food used to be.
Yeah, because that's what I tell my children that don't know. They just don't know. Food used to, what food was really
like.
They don't
know. But the thing is, even though that is gone, the memory isn't. We have to share these stories that we think don't mean nothing. That by sharing these with our children as they grow and they see the change in the foods that they're eating.
Even from their lifetime.
Then,
from when they were children to now, it's different.
Mama, grandmama, uncle, daddy, whoever told them about the foods, how it changed from them being a child to them being adult.
Yes.
And even if you talk to your grown children now and ask them about the foods that they ate as children and that same food that they're eating today, they will stop and slow down and recognize, you're right, Mama. You're right, Uncle. You're right, Auntie. That don't taste the same no more. Twinkies or whatever don't taste like it used to taste. Whatever it is, because it's more artificial sweeteners, additives, preservatives that are killing us, that are put in the food to make it taste good, or we think it tastes good because, like I said, for us to know, it don't taste good. It don't taste right. Something wrong. So we know, no, it don't taste good. But for our children that ain't never tasted nothing other than that, oh, it's good. Mm-hmm. This is wow. This is the bomb. This is okay.
Yeah.
You know.
They just don't know.
So that's
know.
It. They don't know, and they'll never know if we don't pass the baton, if we don't pass the mic, if we don't pass the information that for some reason we think that don't mean nothing, see, because that's the key. It's the little things, the basics that we stop doing and stop passing on that our children definitely ain't going to receive from three called school. There's part of the shot, even dealing with the three, dealing with the reopening of the schools, dealing with the laws of the children being able to accept the vaccine without their parents' permission.
Yeah.
Can we see how this is being played out? We've been talking about this since last year. And now the school's shot three, talking about a law being passed to give the shot three in the schools, three, because that's the only place that they could do it without the parent being around or some supervision at the three called school. Shot is three. Come on, family.
Yeah.
That's part of will the shot be your salvation or your sacrifice? The school is a sacrifice. How long have we said schools are obsolete? This is why you have and parents have the option of sending their children back to school or staying home with the e-learning, the school learning, computer learning from home.
Yeah, which they say they're taking that away next year. You know, they're expecting the children back, next school year, which I still say that this is just like how it was last year where the numbers drop and they're getting ready to soar again. Because of, this fakeness that this schedule that they have. And, it'd just be just like it was last year. Then they'll do another lockdown during the summer. In my opinion,
that's the only thing
I can say. Pardon me?
The key to me is just look at what is mandated for any state or any school throughout this country. If one school does it and it's mandated,
and made into law, not just mandated, but made into law, every other school will follow suit. If it's something that starts in a city and state and it's mandated and made into law, it's going to follow suit. It's coming to your state. This is how they have to keep the uniformity of this pandemic, of this game that they're using on the public. It's got to be uniform. You can't have one state here and another state there. That's the division that they're trying to create with the public, not with themselves, the government. The government is free. So each state is a part of this government, this system. So it's all part of their big plan. Well, big is five, plan is seven, 5G. This is no more than a part of their big plan.
And five and seven is 12. Add 12, you got another three.
There's that three. Like I said, 5G is three. That's the three, which is no more than waves. Waves are three. That's when they push the button and turn on the 5G waves that all of these people that have been vaccinated will be activated. They're just waiting for a particular what? Number. They already gave you numbers, 70%.
Yeah.
See? So even if it's not 70, look at that 7. 61%, that's still a 7. If we got 61%, that's 7, that's still the majority of the population.
Yep.
See? So remember, for me, they never give you the truth. The deception of the magician. It's the illusion, always giving you one thing, having something else in mind. I just keep with the numbers. If you gave me 70, you gave me 7. So I look at 7. Mm-hmm. Even if it was 52%, that's still more than 50%. That's still a 7.
Yeah.
See, right now, Chicago is already at over 60% of the individuals of Illinois, it might not be Chicago, that have been vaccinated. Over 60%. So yeah, they're on point as far as what I'm looking at by numbers from what they giving me, because I can't go on anything else. But like I said, I'm looking at the whole, knowing that they're giving me half of a lie. So if I look at the complete, okay, I see the whole. I see what y'all doing. You bastards.
Yes.
Ooh. Dirty dog. Anyway, I don't even want to put that on the dog because the number 13 is dog, so I don't want to put it on the dog. They worse than that. But go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you trying to say something?
Yes. Has anyone looked at what had happened with the Spanish? Wait a minute. The one in 1944, what, the Spanish flu? I think that's what it was, the Spanish flu. You know, where they're saying COVID is like Spanish flu. Pardon me?
Brother Kwame would be able to break that down because I know he usually talks on that subject of the Spanish flu when he's talking on different shows and dealing with that time of the vaccine that they came up with during that time of the Spanish flu. But seeing that he's not with us, and I just noticed the time, we in overtime again. We at 11:05, which comes to a 7.
Yes.
Wow. 11:06 now. Wow. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I had my great aunt died from that, but I had died from the Spanish flu. But I had looked it up, and you look at it, and the playbook is exactly the same of what they're doing and what was done then. And, you know, when you research and you see, you know, what they're doing. But it's something because someone has sent me about over in China
how the people are covering themselves in cow feces. And with the Spanish flu, during that time, there was people that they covered themselves with it, thinking that it would save them. And when they said that everything was, you know, clear, that, you know, after a whole lot of people died and it went all over the place, and they opened everything back up and more people died, a bunch more people died, thought that everything was okay, and it wasn't. And, you know, whatever it was that they, you know, came up with, that's the reason why I said, now do we need to protect ourselves from the people that are vaccinated? Did
that's
I make
what
sense
I was
at
saying
all?
Earlier, the Willie Lynch syndrome, but again, yeah, that's how they're doing. Again, is another diversion of us not seeing the separation that they're using with this vaccination, with the mask, you know,
yeah,
with all of this, because people, again, through fear, have bought into it. And, again, scare people. People in fear do crazy things. So we're going to continue to see people do more and more crazier things than we are talking about right now. But like I said, it's in real time that we're talking, and things are going to be happening. So, all of this is part of the big plan, part of their 5G, part of that 3 that they're using. But for us to offset that 3 that they're using, it's called our memories, because every time we fill a gap, we connect a dot, it stimulates our memories. It stimulates things that happen, things that we've heard of, things we've been through, that we've actually submerged, that we actually had no use for them, but now there's a time. This is why we're getting back to nature.
Mm-hmm.
Going back and getting grounded with those things in the past. We always say old school or the old way was the best way. Well, what made the old way so better than now? It was just that we stayed with the basics.
Yeah.
We had no other way but the basics. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what we learned, the basics. If you know the foundation and have the basic, you build from that. And most of our children, the youth, don't have a foundation. They don't have base. So, again, at the end of the day, there's no separation other than what they done told us. No, we got to connect. We got to pass whatever information that we've learned through our life's experience to the youth. There's youth out there that are starving for information, that want this, that crave for this.
Yes.
There's nobody in their general facility that would give it to them, and those of us who have it at times pass them up because of a stereotype from the media, the news, and society itself, our environment, that makes us shine away from our own instead of vibrating on what's written in their face, truly feeling what's on that child's face, and sensing, feeling what it is that they need, that they're starving for. And again, like I said, at the end of the day, we're all starving for spiritual nourishment. And however we're able to give it to the youth, they're hungry for it, so they are ready to listen. It's just that we have been duped, bamboozled into fearing our own children.
Yeah.
That used to be
which
us
is unfortunate.
At our
yes.
time. The way the adults back then looked at us, we looked just as crazy then to them as our youth look as crazy to us today.
Yeah, that is
but
so
we
true.
We forget sometimes, you know,
where we were and what we did, given the times that we were in. If we were in the times that these children are in, we would probably be doing these things or worse because of the knowledge that we have.
Yeah.
But again, it's time for us to turn around and pass that baton, which means to share that information of knowledge to those who are ready and willing to receive it. Because again, a lot of our youth ain't ready, don't want it, don't want to hear it. But again, if we're vibrating on that right frequency out of the group of individuals, we'll see the one, and that one will see us. When we open our mouth, we will notice they recognize what's being said. So we just got to get back on that spiritual plane of seeing who it is we're supposed to be giving information to. Because like we said, there's no coincidence. So when we meet people, anybody, it's for a certain reason. If we were where we're supposed to be, we figure it out because we know it's only two options once we get to where we're supposed to be. It's either information.